Alrighty. Hey gang. Good morning. Welcome back. Episode 90 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, you guys. Look where I am. Good morning. Hope you guys are doing great. It's early and I'm trying not to wake up camp, but I just wanted to do a quick little shot here and show you guys where I'm at. Check this out. I don't know if you'll be able to see behind me. There's my van crew in the morning light. How about all that, huh? I'm having a great time, you guys. Feeling good. I've been able to eat my food. And I've met some amazing people. Not too worried about my van troubles. So I'll give you guys a longer one shortly here. I'll catch up and tack onto this. But hope you guys are having a great day, making some progress. I'll see you soon. Okay, talk to you in a bit. Bye. Well, hey gang. Welcome back, you guys. So, here I am on Wednesday morning. And I am well stuck here in Oregon. I'm in the Dalles. You can hear the freeway there. Oh, that's a train. And honestly, I've been having a hard time updating you guys because it's been so damn noisy everywhere I am. See that? There goes the train. Great timing, Matt. So I'm doing great. I'm not frustrated at all other than having a train go by right now. Just, you know, here in the Dalles, I'm in the Columbia River Gorge. It's been really hot, like 95, and the wind just howls every day. So, and we're right by the freeway. So everywhere I go, camped in a nice park last night, right by the Deschutes. But man, it was just noisy, noisy, noisy. So I decided I'd finally just suck it up and get this video done with and get you guys updated. So anyways, you guys, I really hope to do a full roundup, but I think time's of my weekend and my trip here at some point, but time's just flying by and I'm gonna forget, so I thought I'd just get this done. So, here we are on Wednesday. My transmission is still wrecked. I was just at the dealership. They've got another one, a used one, sitting there on the floor, and they're hoping to put it back in, but geez, I might not get home till Friday is what they're saying. We'll see. Maybe a little sooner if they get after it. So, when did it blow up? It blew up on Sunday night a week and a half ago or whatever. So, geez, almost 2 weeks. But you know what, you guys? I'm doing awesome. I'm really, I need to get home and get my house rented. So that's a little bit weighing on my mind. But other than that, man, I could just stay out on the road for a while here. I'm having a really good time. Last couple days I haven't really done anything because I was at the dealership and dealing with that and just kind of puttering around here. But I'm doing good. I met some nice people. I met a real nice fella here in town, old Fred. He told me he was 80, 82, I think. And we hung out for, man, pretty much all day yesterday and it was awesome. He's a cool cat. And really nice. And I met another man here who offered a place for me to stay, take me back to his house and all that. But I've been camping on the river and really enjoying that. So, but it's been nice, really nice folks. And I'm still enjoying myself despite the hardships. I'm a little tired of the car with just a few bags and no window coverings and all that. I'm having a bit of a hard time doing things I want to do. I can't go out and, you know, I can't leave Waylon anywhere, so I can't, I'd probably go float the river down in, float the Deschutes down in Maupin. That's the town I'm thinking of. But I don't know what to do with Waylon, so I think I'll just go camp, hang out by the river and watch the water flow by. But anyways, I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying the hot eastern, east of the mountains weather here. And not looking forward to going back to work, but I will be doing that soon. So yeah, last time I checked in with you guys, I was down there at the event And man, what a great time I had. That event was so much fun. It was just a big old camp out in the desert with a bunch of folks with vans. A lot of really cool rigs. I got real inspired looking at all the different vans and trucks and all that stuff. Everyone's in different camping rigs. And let's see, what else? Yeah, it was awesome. It was, you know, I guess I'm not really, I need to give you guys a full update because it was great. It was great for me on so many levels. You know, I connected with some new friends on a really deep level, and it was really good for me. After so long of being a hermit here, it was just wonderful to get out and hang out with some folks. And feel some people around me. So yeah, as you guys can tell, I'm a bit scattered. I got a lot on my mind. I've been trying to keep up with all my emails and do all my work from here, and it's keeping me jumping. But so I'm all over the place with this update, but I just did want to get you an update. I'm gonna try and just get this posted real quick so I can push the reset button, and then when I get home I can do a full roundup with my head in the game a little better. So I think I'll go see if I can get this up for you guys, and then like I said, when I get home I'll give you the full roundup. All right, you guys, well, that's enough for now. We got airplanes and trucks and trains and everything else, so I'm sure this is gonna sound awful. I apologize, but I can't wait to get you guys all cut up. I got a bunch of photos to post and stuff like that, so I don't think I'll be able to do that from here, so I'll just try and get this up and get you guys updated, let you know I'm okay, and then I'll talk to you guys real soon. So I hope you guys are doing well, staying the course. I've been doing great. Oh, zero carb. From a zero carb standpoint, you guys, things have been great out here on the road. I've been able to find burgers and bacon pretty much everywhere. I just went to Safeway and bought myself a little bit of food. I'm going to go hang out by the river and do some cooking to kill some time. And I've been feeling great, feeling strong, and I did have a little few sips of coffee down there over the weekend, and I gotta tell you, I didn't drink much. I maybe drank an ounce, and boy, I wanted some bad the next day, so I don't think I'll be doing that anymore. I could really tell that it would be real easy to fall back in that trap. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I am enjoying my coffee-free life. So, but I did enjoy that cup of coffee. Probably will have a decaf once in a while. They didn't have any decaf there. I think that was the problem. But other than that, I'm feeling great. Staying the course, eating my burgers and bacon, and I haven't been swayed too far. So I'll get you guys a full update a little bit later on. But in the meantime, hope you guys are doing great. And let me know if there's anything I can share with you that you'd like to know. All right, you guys, have a great day. Have a great week. Talk to you real soon. See you guys soon. Thanks. Oh. Never let me forget. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. It means a lot to me. All right, you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.